It's Iowa's Country Station, 92.5 KJJY, getting ready for another weekend. And one really cool event that's happening this weekend is the 2025 Madison County Covered Bridge Festival. I'm here with my buddy Bill Freestone, longtime friend of the station. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Happy Friday. I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
All good to hear. I love that, Bill.
Ever since I retired, I've been just happy as could be.
That helps a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
My dad retired recently, and he's pretty happy about it, too.
Yeah. I am.
Bill, this is an event you're kind of connected with every year. You do it every year, and it's something you're pretty passionate about,
well,
too.
This is big for the town of Winterset. Really draws in the crowd, and they've got a lot of events going on. My aunt, Dixie Murphy, got involved in this over 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Had a booth down there, and when she retired from the booth, my wife took it over. So we've had a booth involved in the fair down there for decades.
That's cool. It's a tradition you get to continue on.
Yes, it does.
And there's a lot of things that goes on with this festival too, Bill.
Yes, there is.
Oh my gosh.
A whole bunch. One important thing, like as a pancake breakfast,
yeah,
it supports the firefighters.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Go to that, and it's only $8 for adults.
Good deal. I like that. How about horseshoes?
You got your horseshoe yeah, tournaments, you got your 5K run, and yeah, antique tractors. They have the bus tours of the bridges.
Uh-huh.
So if you really want to see some history,
yeah,
get on one of those bus tours and ride around the county.
And they're beautiful bridges. They really are.
They are. And there's a lot of history behind them.
It's true. And one thing I love is, like, not only is the bridges beautiful, but Madison County has, like, some really nice scenery, too, doesn't it?
They do.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I don't think the leaves have changed enough yet, so it might not be quite fallish down there.
Maybe not yet.
But you know.
But it's still good.
It's still a beautiful countryside with the rolling hills and, you know, the trees and stuff. It's gorgeous down there.
And then they also have, like, a Civil War stuff, a scrimmage going on, too, Bill. That's
yes,
pretty cool.
There is a lot of stuff to keep you busy down there in Winterset, Madison County.
There is.
One of the things, we skip to Sunday, is big.
Yeah.
Is the car show down there.
Oh, yeah.
They've got hundreds of cars down there. It's a massive car show.
Oh.
You know, for little town Iowa,
uh-huh,
they really put it on for this car show.
I love that.
All cars, to me, are golden, gorgeous.
They're old cool to especially see no matter what, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They kind of reminisce of your past sometimes when you look at some of those cars.
Well, and it's one of those things I think about anybody can enjoy. Anybody from the family, whether you're, you know, the grandpa or the young kid. When I was a little kid, that was like one of my favorite things, going to see old cars, you know, any kind
of
car.
And the car show's free, so yeah, you can't beat that.
There you go, yeah. And Bill, as you mentioned, there's a lot of stuff. I know you can get this all on the Madison County's website. They have a webpage for the Covered Bridge Festival. And obviously, there's a lot of history in Winterset, too.
Oh,
you
yeah,
were mentioning earlier John Wayne's birthplace.
John Wayne's birthplace,
yeah,
down there, yes.
Yep. And this year is actually the 30th anniversary of the movie release of The Bridges of Madison County, starring one of my favorite Western icons, Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Nope. Yeah, he's my favorite of all time. So that's an awesome thing. So this is a big weekend. It's happening. A lot of the big stuff is happening Saturday, Sunday, so October 11th, 12th, this weekend.
Yep.
So make sure you get down and see it, because it's going to be a great time. And Bill, you were mentioning the covered bridges and how they do tours to them and how you can learn a lot. Did you know there's 6 of them in total?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And I love going to see them every time I go. I don't know. It's one of those things that, to me, it never gets old. I just enjoy it because, like you said, it's such a big part of our history here in Central Iowa. And it's just such a cool thing to see. And Winterset, I think, is one of those towns that kind of perfectly encapsulates that, like, small town Central Iowa feel, you know what I mean? It just kind of has that vibe to it. So if you're just looking for something to take the family to, maybe a little bit of a change of scenery that's not far away, this is a great opportunity.
This is it.
Yeah,
it's not that far to just take I-35 down to the Winterset exit and come right on into town.
And that's the beautiful thing about Winterset. It's kind of in the middle of everything, isn't it?
Now, while I'm here, I want to make sure I put a plug in for my wife's booth.
Okay, yeah.
It's a country paintbrush. We're on the west side of the square. They've
awesome.
Moved us a little further south this time. And some good friends that are going to be at the car show.
Mm-hmm.
This booth is probably the most popular food booth down there.
Whoa.
But they're only going to be there on Sunday. It's the Bread Shed.
Okay.
They make fried bread.
Fried bread's good.
Coated in sugar that is unbelievably good. Hot right out of the oil. And
That's the best when it's like
I got to put in a plug for them. They're wonderful people.
Absolutely, Bill. And it sounds like just a lot of people coming to this festival, like you guys and them, just make it a tradition every year. And that's a special thing. You got to keep that going. And it's cool you guys are.
And let's not forget the parade on Sunday, too.
Yep, that's true, too. Can't beat a good parade.
Now, if this was an election year, we'd have politicians in the parade.
It's probably true, but maybe not this time. Maybe next year. But be sure to check it out, the 2025 Madison County Covered Bridge Festival. I got all the details at kjjy.com. Linked for you, too. Make it real easy for you. That's this Saturday and Sunday, October 11th and 12th. Check it out. Bill, thanks for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you for having me again, Jacob. I always enjoy coming down here and spending time with you.
Well, absolutely. We love having you come in.